Audio Boo episode 22, and god damn it, the rain just picked up again. I was actually hoping to record this while there was no rain. 27-year-old dude living in not-so-central Maryland. Maryland, terrible drivers, you know, myself not excluded at the moment because I'm on my cell phone in the rain on an interstate. Is this an interstate? I don't know. I don't really fucking care. Point is, it's raining, and Maryland drivers drop about 30 miles under the speed limit, so it's kind of really dangerous and it's stupid. But I just wanted to get this out of the way because, you know what, why not? I'm trying to do one a day, and this is the one. Maybe I'll redo this later in the day, I don't know. So, you guys don't really, I mean, you might have caught my, what kind of person I am, I guess, or my philosophy on life, at www.3guys.info or on just past podcasts of Twinkie Beyond. But my real philosophy in life is don't be a dick. Not only don't be a dick, but if you are a dick, then you deserve whatever punishment that's you know, suitable, as decided by me. So there's this thing that's been on the news a lot recently in Baltimore. And it really just annoys me because it's an old thing and they're just fucking talking about it every 15 minutes, every 15-minute break on the news now. There's a dude in 2008, yeah, 2 years ago, who threw his kid, his 3-year-old kid, over I guess the Bay Bridge, some bridge in Maryland. And the kid died, obviously, when he fell off and into the water. So that sucks. But this was 2 years ago, and then the dude calls up his girlfriend, the baby mama, and says, hey, you know, I did this, and I deserve to go to hell for doing this. He admits to cops, hey, I did this, and I did it because demons told me to do it. And, you know, that's fine, I don't care if you're a fucking psycho, you know, people do things and for one reason or another, but he's totally admitted to it, and now, 2 years later, he has his court date. He has two options. One, take a guilty plea or a plea bargain. That's it, plea bargain. And, firstly, I don't really think that we should have plea bargains in America. But, his plea bargain would make it second-degree murder. He would only get, I think, 30 years in prison with a parole at 16. Or if he, fought it and he lost, which he would have lost, because he had admitted to it, it'd be first degree, and he would get 50 years or something like that. So, if he's admitted to it, why is there a case? I don't understand the judicial system in that aspect. If somebody is caught in the act of doing something, or very explicitly signs their life away, like, you know, here's a contract that says, or waiver, or whatever, that says, yeah, you fucking did it. And I get it, that can lead to, like, mafia shit, where, you know, dons can make their lackeys sign for them. But, if somebody's caught in the act, let's say a bank robber comes into a Bank of America without their mask on, he gets you know, a bunch of millions of dollars, is running out the door, somebody tackles him. He gets no case, period. That guy was caught in the act, he did it. There should be no case. And I don't understand why the American judicial system feels that we need to give people a chance to fight this. And if they're guilty, they get to appeal it. No appeals, man. You get maybe one appeal if it's something like DNA evidence, shit like that. But if you are caught in the act, you don't get an appeal, period. I just don't understand how America does this shit. Like, a country where if you swear on the radio, you're fined $450,000 or $500,000. That's fucking ridiculous. And also, if you get caught smoking marijuana or carrying marijuana, you get like 5 years in prison, depending on how much you're carrying. 5 years in prison, that's more than some people get for murdering somebody. And that's marijuana. And now, you know, the how terrible marijuana is, whether it's a drug or not, that can be debated all fucking day. I don't have an opinion on it because all my facts, quote-unquote, and opinions come from potheads. So I really haven't formed an opinion, and I really don't give a fuck either. But the point is, I hate the judicial system. It doesn't make sense. Dude said he threw his kid off the bridge. He's fucking guilty, period. No question. Kill the guy. Burn him. Whatever. Twitter.com/TwinkieBeyond. AudioBoo.fm/TwinkieBeyond. Suck it.